In the Potter's Hands by Larry A. Hiller, Managing Editor. This article includes a number of pictures and photos relating to clay and how it is molded and eventually formed into beautiful masterpieces. Note, working with clay has taught potter Ben Bahunin some powerful lessons about growth, repentance, and the importance of placing ourselves in the potter's hands. End of note. Sidebar, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou art potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. End of sidebar. We see a picture now of clay in a pile, and the caption reads, All of us at times feel common or useless or unattractive. Learn something from simple clay. In its natural state, clay is common and far from beautiful, but in the hands of a master potter, it takes on a pleasing personality, becoming a thing both of usefulness and unique beauty. In the second picture, we see the hands of the potter beginning to mold and shape the clay. And the caption reads, But before clay can be made more beautiful and useful, it must be centered on the potter's wheel. As the wheel spins, the potter molds, shapes, and lifts the clay into the desired form. If the clay is not centered, it cannot be shaped properly. The additional pictures in the article show the different processes as the clay is formed into a beautiful piece of pottery. And the captions read, Eventually, natural forces fling it from the wheel. Our lives are like that. We must become centered on Christ and remain centered on Him. Only then can our Father in heaven shape and mold our lives to His grand design for us. One of the pictures shows a flaw in one of the pieces that were beginning to be formed. The caption reads, Sometimes flaws appear in the clay and repairs must be made. It may be necessary to go back, to remold and reshape. The next picture shows that after the flaw has been repaired, remolded and shaped, an almost completed piece of pottery, and the caption reads, The wonderful thing is when properly repaired, the flaw is completely gone, as though it had never existed. When we sin, we introduce flaws and defects. They may not be outwardly visible at first, but they weaken us just the same. The next picture shows pottery that's about to be put into the great heat of the potter's kiln. And the caption reads, Clay that has been shaped and molded may become beautiful, and as it dries it becomes harder, but it never achieves its full potential until it has been through the fire. In the great heat of the potter's kiln, the clay is transformed. The next picture shows a piece of pottery that's broken, and the caption reads, Hidden flaws that were not repaired reveal themselves later at this time, and the piece breaks or crumbles. In our final picture, next to a picture of the Savior and two men, it shows a beautiful piece of pottery that has become a masterpiece. And the caption reads, But a vessel that is integrity comes from the fire stronger and more beautiful than ever. In life, too, we pass through fiery trials that test our faith and integrity. Then, if we have remained centered on Christ, and if through the repentance we have let Him make us whole and sound, taking from us our flaws and mistakes, we come forth from the fire as beautiful, useful vessels in His hands. End of the picture article in The Potter's Hands by Larry A. Hiller, Managing Editor.